Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. What you are about to hear was originally recorded in 2010 as research for my book, Public Speaking Superpowers. After going through all this content, I've decided to release these 80-plus recordings as a bi-weekly podcast. I hope you enjoy.
Hello, and welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence. Today, I'm speaking with Linda Brandt. Linda is a gifted and respected artist and children's book author. She is also the only known survivor of a rare brain tumor that incapacitated her for nearly 3 years. She speaks around the country and has appeared on both TV and radio. Welcome to Public Speaking Superpowers, Linda.
Thank you very much, Karma.
Just so listeners can get a feel for your unique expertise, could you tell us a little about your journey to success in public speaking?
Okay, I'm going to just go ahead and tell you how I started as a public speaker, and that was during high school. I wanted to be on the debate team, so I started doing speeches in front of my class. My first speech, I was so nervous that I blacked out, and unfortunately, my speech was on the effects of LSD, and my classmates thought I was doing a demonstration and laughed hysterically until I didn't come up off the floor. So I truly, truly know what it's like to be so afraid to be in front of people, but that also helped me to determine that I was going to develop that skill and overcome that fear. And today, as you said, I now speak before large audiences, TV, radio, and I just did some speaking where I was televised via satellite around the world. So it's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. So given your obviously unique background in public speaking, do you believe that public speaking is a learned skill or something you are born being able to do, and why?
Well, I also teach art classes, and I think that public speaking, just like any skill, is something that can be learned, especially if you are born with the ability to speak. It's kind of funny. The antonym for skill is inability. So if you have the ability to speak, I believe that you have the ability to hone that skill and learn more about it. When a person starts kindergarten, they are barely able to print their name. But by the time they graduate from high school, they have developed their own script in signature, which no one else can really duplicate. So I believe just as you can learn to write, you can learn to speak.
So now imagine that you are a public speaking superhero. What do you believe would be your main superpower?
My main superpower that I believe about myself is that I'm authentic. And I think authenticity to your audience is extremely important. And I believe being gentle yet deliberate gets you everything you want in life. And I believe that communicating that, whether it's with a spouse or an audience or in front of a television studio or a radio mic, it's being able to be soft-spoken, non-threatening, gentle, yet deliberate, and being authentic with all of that, because your audience picks up on whether you're authentic or not.
Oh, most definitely. Now, what kind of advice would you give someone if they wanted to develop that particular superpower as well?
I would say, just like any skill, it's by doing it over and over and over again. Painting, becoming a master painter, is by developing that skill and doing it. Writing is the same way. So try speaking in front of a crowd as much as possible. And to give you more practice, allow your nervousness to be the advantage and give you the energy you need. Interesting story, and this has helped me over the years as I went from my little classroom debate team captain to president of Toastmasters to speaking before audiences. And this was a story about President Lincoln, which I found so interesting. They said that when he would begin to speak in front of a crowd, that his voice would squeak and he was barely audible. But as he kept speaking to the crowd, his left hand would grab the lapels of his coat, his right hand would go out to the audience, and his voice became so baritone and captivating that the newspaper reporters that were in the room with him could not write one word until they left the building. And so I have felt that he probably was a nervous speaker at first, but he continued on his ploy and he mastered it and he captivated his audiences to change the world in the things that he spoke about.
And to bring home a point you mentioned earlier, obviously I haven't heard Lincoln speak in real life, but I imagine that there was an authenticity to the way he spoke, just from the energy that comes off of the pictures of him and from reading his speeches. There was just something that was real, genuine about him.
Right. If any of your audience would love to see an example of an authentic speech, that would be the clip from 1969 with Mr. Rogers speaking at the Senate subcommittee program where he spoke for public broadcasting asking for $20 million. At the time, he was 40 years old and he spoke in front of the late Senate chair, John Pastore, and he was 61 and he was gruff and he was rigid, but Mr. Rogers kept speaking in his soft-spoken voice, and he was so authentic and so real that he ended up in 6 minutes selling the Senate on getting his $20 million for public broadcasting. It's a fascinating clip if any of your audience would love to see it.
Now, something else you mentioned in conjunction with being authentic was being soft-spoken and yet deliberate at the same time. And I think that's probably very authentic for many speakers, but there are some speakers where soft-spoken just isn't in the cards for them. That's just not who they are. Do you think you can be the opposite of soft-spoken and yet still be authentic to who you are?
For me, being soft-spoken is my authenticity. For someone else, it might be speaking loud with a lot of emotion and a lot of hand gestures. But for me, it is being gentle and soft-spoken.
For example, can you imagine Robin Williams being soft-spoken?
Right. No, that just would not happen.
It probably would not happen. I was just curious because the thing about being authentic is really being true to who you are. And if who you are is soft-spoken, then you should embrace that and be okay with that. Don't try to force yourself into that box, I guess is what I'm thinking.
Like me having dinner with a family from Italy. I mean, they're loud, they're outspoken, their hands are moving. And if I was not aware of the way they are authentically, I might be a little upset by a dinner like that. Why? Are they all mad at each other or what?
Right.
But they are being authentic.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your unique story with us today on Public Speaking Superpowers.
Well, thank you for having me, Karma.
You're very welcome. This is the end of today's episode of Public Speaking Superpowers. This is your host, Karma Spence, signing off.
Because this was recorded a few years back, I've cut the speaker's contact information from the recording because it may have been out of date. If you would like to learn more about today's speaker, go to publicspeakingsuperpowers.com/featured speakers and click on her picture. I'm working to keep the information there as fresh as possible.